DNR staffers have told the DNR board about the latest wolf population estimates in Wisconsin. The DNR says as many as 662 gray wolves may be in the state, a 14% increase from last year's estimate. DNR wolf expert Adrian Weideven says one theory is that a tough winter helped the wolves.
Severe winters that have negative impacts on deer have positive impacts on wolves because it makes the deer hunting easier for wolves, so they have a better food supply during those winters.
But the growing number of wolves has hunting groups pushing for faster action on setting up a wolf hunt. Weideven says he's laid out some preliminary ideas to run a very limited public harvest, like the state does for bobcat or otter.
The framework would include some kind of a probably restricted harvest where only a limited number of people would be able to participate, and it would be only for very specific zones or subzones where permits would be issued, and so only a small portion of the population would be removed at any one time.
Weideven stresses that he won't have a more detailed wolf management plan until next year. Then the legislature would have to okay any wolf hunt, a process that could take several years. Some national wildlife groups are trying to block any wolf hunt in the western Great Lakes by asking a judge to put the gray wolf back on the federal list of endangered species. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.